I worked at WRME for the entire time I was in college, all of those summers, and I served in every capacity in a radio station except as a janitor or a maid and a general manager.
So you have really a great deal of experience there.
With that.
We talked to, what are some of the other things you've done as you've worked in the radio station?
Right. I was Dean of Women at West Virginia State College for a period of 3 years. And I held that position and kept it until after the birth of my second child. Mm-hmm. And being Dean of Women and being a new mother just did not kind of work quite together. And so I chose to ask for a transfer that would allow me to have better hours in dealing with a newborn baby. To give you an example of what I'm talking about, I would just give the baby his 2 o'clock feeding, and then I'd get a call from the college at 3. Could I come up? And then I had to go back to work at 9 after I had taken care of that situation at 3. And this just wasn't very good.
Didn't make much sleep.
No, indeed.
And I believe you have a taught some too.
Yes, I have taught. After I left the deanship, I chose to be a counselor there at the college. And while being a counselor, I counseled with the girls and the boys, really men and women by that time. And I had to counsel with them with just about every walk of life, every part of their lives, socially, vocationally, educationally, as far as getting their classes together. And then, while counseling, I still had to do part-time teaching work, and I taught at the college. Twice a week in the evenings from 6 to 7. And of course that too was still more in my line with a new baby. It didn't distill that I didn't have to get up at 3.
Let's see. You mentioned you were a dean at West Virginia State. I have to ask you this. That has a reputation of being a fairly exclusive black school, very good school. And rumor has it, at least what I've heard, that the school's academics was actually hurt because the school, when the school was integrated, that the poor whites and whites who didn't have, is that true really?
Well, actually.
That, you know, people from the mountains coming down who really didn't have the background to attend.
Right. Well, actually, this was one of the things that I did teach in the social science, was about the history of the college and the college's development. The college had started, I believe, if I can recall what I taught, in 1890. And it started as a land-grant college, which was totally Negro. And then its name changed on two or three other occasions before it became West Virginia State College. And in about 1969, I would imagine, the school really took a reverse integration turn. It almost became 3-1, whites to blacks. And as a matter of fact, I have just heard recently that it's all white now.
Oh, really?
It's all white. And